Welcome to the third show in a special series from Classical 91.5 with the Society for Chamber Music in Rochester. I'm Julia Figueres. The golden thread of Johann Sebastian Bach runs through centuries of music right up to the present. We'll follow that thread in the April 2018 concert Baroque and Blues with the Society for Chamber Music in Rochester, an afternoon with co-artistic director and Rochester Philharmonic Orchestra concertmaster Juliana Athaid, cellist David Ying, pianist Eleanor Freer, and a jazz trio of pianist Darius Tarafenko, bassist Jeff Campbell, and drummer Eric Metzger. Juliana Athaid and Eleanor Freer begin with a Vivaldi sonata. A contemporary of Bach, Vivaldi's music had faded away by the 19th century, but when a large cache of his music was discovered in an Italian boarding school's library in the 1920s, the renaissance of Vivaldi began as people got to hear music that hadn't been played for centuries. This sonata is arranged by musicologist and composer Ottorino Respighi, who took a deep interest in Vivaldi, even publishing some of Vivaldi's works.
Thank you.
The Sonata in D for violin and piano by Vivaldi, arranged by Respighi, from a concert by the Society for Chamber Music in Rochester. This is the third in a special series of broadcast concerts on WXXI. That was Juliana Athaide with pianist Eleanor Freer. Let's spend a little time with Bach and some of his two-part inventions. These began as an instruction book for his son, Wilhelm Friedemann, to teach phrasing, ornamentation, and especially how to get a singing tone, which you'll hear with violinist Juliana Athaide and cellist David Ying. Bach's two-part Inventions with violinist Juliana Athaide and cellist David Ging for the Society for Chamber Music in Rochester. Bach in the 20th century is coming up. We take a brief break from Bach with a piece by Gaspar Cassado. Like Fritz Kreisler, Cassado had a habit of writing pieces in the style of earlier composers, then passing them off as authentic. Although he claimed this little toccata was based on a Frescobaldi piece he found in a museum, musicologists disagreed. Cellist David Ging and pianist Eleanor Freer perform.
Thank you.
Cellist David Ying and pianist Eleanor Freer with Gaspar Cassado's arrangement of Frescobaldi's Toccata, or so Cassado claimed. Musicologists now think Cassado simply wrote this piece in 1925, then attributed it to Frescobaldi to promote its popularity. François Francoeur was a man out of time. While he was composing more in the era of Mozart and Haydn than Bach, he clearly didn't want to let go of Baroque ornamentations, as you'll hear in his cello sonata in E major with David Ying and Eleanor Freer. Thank you. The Cello Sonata in E Major by Francois Francoeur with cellist David Ying and pianist Eleanor Freer. This Society for Chamber Music in Rochester concert wraps up with a Jacques Lussier suite. Lussier had two passions, Bach and jazz, and when he folded the two together, it became an international sensation, selling over 6 million albums and bringing a fresh perspective to a composer revered by so many. Pianist Darius Tarafenko, bassist Jeff Campbell, and drummer Eric Metzger show us just how well that combination works with excerpts from Lussier's Play Bach suite. Thank you. Jacques Musier's riff on The Master, excerpts from his Playbach suite with Darius Tarafenko at the piano, bassist Jeff Campbell, and drummer Eric Metzger, closing this concert by the Society for Chamber Music in Rochester. Next week, please join me for some Wunderhorn with the Society for Chamber Music in Rochester. This concert was recorded on April 29, 2018, in the Hochstein Performance Hall. Thank you to the Society for Chamber Music in Rochester for making the recording possible. You can get more information at chambermusicrochester.org. The sound engineer is John Trubker. The executive producer is Gene Fisher. The WXXI audio engineer is Andrew Croucher. I'm your host and producer, Julia Figueres. This is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.